been very, very tense out in the streets of Bujumbura. Today we're hearing a lot of gunfire coming from different directions. Close to me right now, I'm hearing a lot from the area around the ruling party headquarters. We understand that police and military who are loyal to the president still are guarding that area and trying to make sure that other people don't enter there, and that could be why we're hearing some firing. We've also seen some of the major radio stations have been burned and attacked, so you see some smoke on the horizon. And overall, it's just a very tense situation. We don't really know what's going to happen next.
What is the political picture? Is it still unclear?
It's still unclear who's really in charge here. The commander who made the coup announcement has not been heard from in a little while. And it's also not clear whether he really represents a unified armed force or if he is just speaking for himself and a few other dissidents. So, and the president himself is still in Tanzania, where he had gone for a trip to meet with regional leaders earlier this week. He's been trying to come back to the country and urging residents to stay calm and insisting that he's still in power. But from where I'm standing, it's very hard to tell.
The root of this incident is based in the president's decision to run for another term. Isn't that correct?
That's right. This attempted coup follows weeks of demonstrations against President Pierre Nkurunziza's bid for a third term. He claims that the Constitution allows him to do it, but most people say that it does not, that it limits him to two terms. And there have been very aggressive and occasionally violent protests in the streets for the last few days. Just yesterday, we were in the middle of a pretty big clash between protesters and police. This has been building for some time, and the root of it is certainly the president's ambitions.
And this comes after many, many years of unrest in Burundi.
That's right. This follows the civil war in the country that was sort of ran parallel to the war in neighboring Rwanda. And it was a peace agreement in 2000 that was signed in Arusha, Tanzania, that ended that fighting and also set the framework for the government now and limits the president to two terms. So many people who are demonstrating here think that the president's political ambitions violate the rule of law that was established by this very important peace accord, and they worry that a lack of respect for that accord could produce more violence in the country.
Well, where does this all lead to? Are we just waiting to see what happens?
At this moment, we are still standing by. I mean, it's so uncertain, and there's hardly anybody in the streets. So getting information from on what's going on has been a bit difficult. We have heard that military commanders have been meeting to discuss what's next for them. As I said, it seems the president is still trying to return to Bujumbura. So right now it's all just up in the air, and we're waiting to see what happens next, hoping for a peaceful outcome.